Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy November 18th. I am Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment together. I can't wait to get into the topics of today. Obviously, yesterday, you got a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip exclusive episode. That's all we talked about. And today I'm going to talk about The Bachelorette because we didn't get into that yesterday. I'm going to talk about The Real Housewives of North Pole first look. And I'm also going to talk about a really upsetting and disturbing piece of information I learned about Hannah Brown and Peter Weber. And I'm going to save that for the end just so I don't traumatize you before we get to all the other good stuff. So let's kick it off with a little Bachelorette chat, because this week we went to Minnesota, went to Minneapolis, and boy, were the men excited, and there's a lot to discuss.
Hey, can I please speak with you for one moment? Just one moment. That's important.
So first things first, Chris S., a clown, a dweeb, as Nate calls him. I don't think I'm like fully sold on Nate, but I don't think that Chris S. knows what the hell he's talking about. So then I'm just like, ultimately, I'm on Nate's side. But Chris S. is just so embarrassing on this show. And I hope that he can recognize that now, as like time has passed and he can watch this show and know like, oh, I looked like an idiot, because he really did such a great job looking like an idiot. So we'll talk about him first. He went on the group date with the Vikings and whatever that was. I don't know. And he didn't do anything. He just kind of lurked in the background. He didn't get any time with Michelle. I have never seen somebody on a group date like not even try to approach her. And he, well, other than last week, but he sulked in the corner and then like complained about it and was like, buddy, then go up there and say something. You were the one who was all offended that people were not talking to her during the pillow fight date last week. So what are you doing? But it is just like this like poor me victim mentality. And then the thing that really upset me was that he kept saying like, I did Michelle a favor and she doesn't seem at all appreciative of it. And like, as if she does, he deserved a thank you from Michelle, which is just, there is such a Napoleon complex going on with this man. And I can't wait till the men tell all, because whoever hosts it, I really hope just tears into him. And just when he interrupted Nate and Michelle's date, it was just mortifying for him. And I'm so glad that Michelle loves a quick release. She's not going to make anyone sit there longer than they need to. And she just let the man go. And then she went back to her date with Nate and said, I'd rather be here with you. This was a tough one to have to walk away from, which let's get into that now. Her and Nate, it's going to happen, right? Like, there is no doubt in my mind that these two are going to end up engaged. The only other person that I could actually see in the running is Joe, because her date with Joe was very, very good. But with that said, I kind of can't help but wonder, like, is it because they were in Minnesota and they were in their hometown together? Because I do think that that naturally just kind of like lets your guard down and you're going to have a lot to connect with. And hey, they are Mr. and Miss Basketball. Well, I think like one of them was a runner up, but like that does feel like it could be in the stars. But at the same time, I just like, I don't know. She kept saying like, this is a guy I would have a crush on in high school and stuff like that. And I just think we've seen that before with Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell. Like, it doesn't work. And I think that like, that's great that she would have had a crush on him in high school. Does that mean that that's going to be an adult relationship? I don't think so. I just don't think so. With that said, I think he'll make it to the end. I just think Nate will be the one that she picks. But I'm not against either of them. I like them both. And I think that also, I have to say, guys, I think I like Clayton. I don't think I like him for The Bachelor. Like, I, again, don't really know the man. But we did get, like, a Clayton moment when he won the Viking tournament. Or, well, he didn't actually win it. Like, somebody else did. Brandon? Whoever had to eat some weird fish. But Clayton is finally kind of coming out you know, into his own. I think the personality is starting to show. And it looks like in the coming weeks, especially from the midseason trailer, we're going to get more Clayton. So I'm excited about that because I actually do think that there is maybe some personality there. It's just there's been enough drama that's kind of overshadowed it. I think that Clayton might be, I think he probably would have been great for Paradise, but you know, he's going to be our bachelor and we just have to face the facts. We just have to face the facts. It's not going to be Rick. And that's the one thing is I can't believe it's not going to be Rick because Rick really feels primed for the bachelor. He's not going to end up with Michelle. There's just like, it's, there's chemistry, but not too much chemistry. Like I bet he'll make it to hometowns. That's my guess. Hometowns. One of our writers, Allison Hunt for The Dip, had a great theory of like, how do we get from Clayton being kind of in the background to then being the bachelor. And we see a lot of tears in the promo. And her theory is that maybe Clayton has to leave for some type of like a family emergency or something where we feel as an audience, oh, his time was cut short. And I could actually see that happening. I haven't read anything about that, but that would make the most sense to me. I think it's a good theory. And obviously I hope if that is the case, that whatever happened is okay. Everything is okay. But I could see us maybe that's the jump that we're missing or over the next week or two, because I mean, we're down to the top eight. So there is not that much time left, but over the next week or two, we are going to have to get a lot of Clayton, a lot of Clayton. But yeah, I mean, that's The Bachelorette. I thought it was a great episode and I'm excited for them to, you know, be fewer and fewer men where I can actually get to know them and know their personalities. But I think Michelle has a really good group of guys and I can't wait to see what happens. I just think she's crushing it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. She's a fantastic bachelorette and I just, you root for her naturally. Okay. Let's move on to the next topic.
Hey, is there something fun going on over here without me?
Trish, this is
Kendall Curry.
Hi, Trish Rivera.
Self-proclaimed queen of the North Pole, mother of all cheesecakes, and breaker of game night records.
Okay, I need to discuss the first look of the Real Housewives of the North Pole. So Peacock is really, the cup runneth over on Peacock lately because we have Ultimate Girls Trip, and now we have the Real Housewives of the North Pole. This is not a TV show. It is also not a reality series. It is a movie, a made for Peacock movie streaming on, I'm going to say Peacock again on December 9th. And you guys know what we say, don't sleep on Peacock. It is starring, as you heard in that clip, Kyle Richards, the one and only, the queen of Christmas, as she says. She's also starring alongside Breaking Bad's Betsy Brandt, and the two play Trish and Diana. You guys know this is the year that I love a Trish. Trish from Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. Anyway, I don't think Reba's going to be in this one, unfortunately, but boy, oh boy, would I love that. This is going to feature two best friends who are like the queens of Christmas, and then they get into a fight, and it turns out that there's a reporter in town, and the town is called North Pole. I know. And she's doing a big piece for American Life magazine on this town, North Pole, and these two queens of Christmas, and then they get into a fight and it kind of becomes a Real Housewives feud, it seems like, but my gut is telling me, because this is a holiday movie, they will come together in the end, but I don't know. Who knows? Who is to say? But I have to say, I don't think like this looks great, but I think it looks like exactly what we will need in the holiday season. I do wonder, like, are you planning on watching this? Do you have Peacock? I'm hoping you do because you just listened to a 45-minute episode about the Ultimate Girls Trip yesterday. But if you don't, I don't know, like, is this worth getting Peacock? Probably not. Ultimate Girls Trip, I would say, yeah, it is. Like, get the Ultimate Girls Trip package if you can. And then you can watch The Real Housewives of the North Pole. It feels like necessary viewing for a Housewives fan during the holiday season. Plus, it's featuring a housewife. And this is Kyle's year. I mean, she has multiple holiday movies. I'm counting Halloween as a holiday. And then you have a Christmas movie. And she's going all under that NBC umbrella. So she is not even venturing over to Lifetime, where we know some of our other housewives would probably very happily land. So I think I'm excited about this. I love a Christmas tale. At the end of the clip in that I've watched that you have not heard, at one point, Kyle calls the reporter out for not having a real Fendi bag. So it looks like we're going to have a little bit of cattiness. And, you know, I love my cattiness. It's Real Housewives adjacent. It has to have a little bit of that, right? So again, that comes out December 9th on Peacock. Don't sleep on Peacock.
I don't know what the I was doing. I don't know.
So this next bit of information I'm really turning over, this was something that I instantly copy-paste-sended to all of my friends who have followed the journey of the previous bachelors and bachelorettes over the last few years, because I feel like, and this might be a controversial thing, but I would be shocked if it is, Peter Weber has somehow become the most embarrassing person from the Bachelor franchise. And I don't say that because of any one thing, but he is just like so cringy. Am I wrong? I'm actually curious if I'm wrong, because I feel like my friends and I, whenever I see him come up on TikTok, I feel as if acid is being poured into my eyes. And it's not because he like says something that's awful. It's because he dances. He's trying to be a dancer. And now he's a children's book author. And there's just something about him that just is unsettling. And I can't believe that we watched an entire season of this man trying to fall in love. I mean, all the warning signs were there. Anyway, the news is that Hannah Brown, in her new book, has confessed that while Peter's season of The Bachelor was airing, they hooked up. So if you recall, Peter was, I believe it's the second runner-up, aka came in third place on Hannah's season. And it was kind of dramatic. And I also, while I was reading about this, couldn't believe that Hannah picked Jed. I totally forgot about that. Feels like many, many moons ago. Anyway, Peter came in third. And we know the windmill date happened. We all know what happened in the windmill. But then when Peter was the bachelor, Hannah came on to his show and was sobbing, which was the clip I played at the beginning of the segment, and basically was like, I made a huge mistake letting you go. So it turns out in her new book, God Bless This Mess, Learning to Live and Love Through the Life's Best and Worst Moments, she says that she didn't know if she was going to want to run away with Peter, because I guess he told her during his bachelor season, I will quit the show if you know 100% that you want to be with me. And she didn't know that. She wanted to go on a date with him. She wanted to see what would happen, but she didn't know if she wanted to be with him. So she left. Nothing happened. He got engaged to Hannah Ann, then broke it off because his mom wanted him to date Maddie. Then that didn't happen. And then he dated Kelly, and then that didn't happen. And here we are finding him on TikTok trying to become a dancer. But this is what Hannah says. Supposedly, she heard at an engagement party for Dylan and Hannah G, Bachelor in Paradise couple, that Peter and Hannah Ann were having problems, which, like, yeah, obviously, girl, they didn't even make it to after the final rose. And she said, I have so much I have to tell you. And they ended up, I guess, leaving the engagement party together. And one thing led to another, and it was basically windmill 2.0. And the crazy thing is, you guys, the chemistry wasn't there this time. And it just sucked. And now Hannah says that they haven't even spoken to each other since that incident, which took place January 2020. So that's a rough blow. I have to think, I'm kind of putting a timeline together in my head, that once quarantine hit and Peter took to TikTok, maybe that's when she was like, lose my number, perhaps. But I just was really turning over this, because at first I read the headline and I was like, oh my God, while he was filming the show, but no, it was just while the show was airing, which is still a little suspicious, a little sus for Hannah and Sluss. But yeah, I mean, that kind of blew my mind, and I'm glad that they haven't spoken, because I do really like Hannah Brown, and I would just really hate to see her end up in with Peter and with his mom Barb, because she seems a little bit like a nightmare. Have you guys seen the movie Monster-in-Law with Jane Fonda and J-Lo? That's all I'll be saying at this time. Anyway, Hannah's dating somebody. She's been dating that guy, Adam Woodlard or Woolard, for like a year now. So this is like the time for all of this stuff to come out in a book, when you're like happily in a relationship where you're like, it doesn't really matter. Although I would be lying if I said I still wasn't really rooting for Tyler Cameron and Hannah. But aren't we all? Anyway, you guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser. I hope you have a fantastic Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. And until tomorrow with a whole new batch of headlines, cheers.